Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've got on the line right now Illinois State Representative Darren Bailey. Darren, you keep tangling with this governor, and everybody here in Illinois is watching with hope that you continue to succeed. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's great to have you back.
Well, thank you, and I certainly hope that's the case. I just, you know, this is bottom line to all this is just a complete breach and a trampling and an overstep of our Constitution. And we can talk about masks, we can talk about health all day long, but the process that we go about that is what this is about, and Governor Pritzker has certainly overstepped his authority, and that's a dangerous place for any American.
So I have been given and provided what appears to be a summons in court for J.B. Pritzker, and this also has your name on it. Tell us what I'm looking at here and what action you are currently taking towards Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Well, so, you know, like I said, this isn't games. This isn't, you know, the other side looks at this and believes this is political maneuvering and grandstanding.
Right.
No, this is truly upholding our Constitution. And you know, I could have did this the very first time that he continued to issue executive orders. However, I was waiting for him to, you know, do something to put some meat to this so that I knew that it'd be, you know, that he would be in contempt of court. And he just skirted that for so long. The entire state of Illinois is confused. They're frustrated. And a few days ago, I filed a motion to hold the governor in contempt of court. So the judge just signed that here a few minutes ago. So Governor Pritzker will be required to show up here in Clay County Courthouse next Friday, or he'll have a warrant out for his arrest. And this simply, you know, I want him to verbally acknowledge the judge's rule on July 2nd and stating that, he does understand this constitutional violation that he has committed, and that he'll do this no more. That's all we're asking for right now.
So this morning, he gave another press conference, and this is according to MSN.com, I think it's contributing from KSDK here locally. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration is filing emergency rules for establishments regarding enforcement of public health mandates. There will be three steps to the new emergency rules. First, the business will receive a written notice warning them to comply with public health guidance. Two, if the business does not comply, it will be given an order to have some or all of its patrons leave as needed in order to be in compliance. And three, if the business still does not comply, it can receive a Class A misdemeanor and be subject to a fine ranging from $75 to $2,500. State Rep. Darren Bailey, what do you say to this new information from the governor this morning?
Well, so, this is how you go about it in a constitutional manner. Now, interestingly enough, several of us have been calling for session to be called into order for quite some time so that the General Assembly could deal with this. So what he's doing, he's going through the Illinois Department of Public Health. He's asking for JCAR, a committee that writes these rules, to amend these rules per his order. So therein, lies the very possibility that because of his orders, this may still not be an adequate avenue. I don't know that yet, not being an attorney. We're trying to find that out. But he's asking Jay Carr Committee to write new rules and to change the rules of Illinois Department of Public Health that would allow enforcement through that body for this. So here shortly, I'm going to I'll have a post on my Facebook page, Darren Bailey for State Senate 2055, and you can look at that and you can see I'm going to have some numbers to access. If you'll remember the first day of the special session, people fired up the phone lines across Illinois because Jay Carr was meeting to possibly expand the governor's powers. And because of the outcry, they refused to act. So if the community, Illinois gets involved again and makes these phone calls like they did then, we could possibly stall this and stop this nonsense again. I was up in Naperville yesterday doing some interviews, and it was interesting. At the end of after everything was over in the evening, the group I was with wanted to go out for dinner, so we agreed. So in Naperville downtown, went to the first two restaurants, and they literally, what you had to do is put a mask on to walk through the threshold of their business. One of the businesses was an open air has a pizza place. And the front, it was open air in the front, and right outside the front had, outdoor seating. Outdoor seating was full, so obviously our crowd was larger and we needed to go in. Windows were all up, but you had to put a mask on to walk through the threshold, and then you could take your mask off. That's all that was required. So we decided not to eat there, went to a second place, and they required masks, and finally went to a third place down the street, and there was absolutely no problem. They had the sign on the door, requested masks, but they were not enforcing it. What Governor Pritzker wants to do, obviously, is mandate that business must enforce them. You stop at a gas station or whatever, and you go in, you must put that mask on, and if the business is found, people taking their pictures of patrons in the business without their masks on, then these businesses will be fined, as you stated earlier. So such a wonderful place for business in Illinois, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, Representative Bailey, I wanted to ask you, just based on your lawsuit and maybe even others like it that are against the governor in Illinois, it can seem, like you said, a little bit confusing. What do you recommend to somebody who has a business in Illinois right now that they know or that they do?
Well, I recommend they use their constitutional freedom to decide what they want to do. First of all, it's the actual so way early on, Blaine Wilhire, myself, and a lot of health department administrators in Southern Illinois, we put together a back to business plan. And during that plan, we basically said, if we don't ever shut, this was before the lawsuit and before a lot of things kind of heated up, before we started looking at real hard at the constitutional rights, we suggested that business owners and anyone working in a business, especially restaurants, you go ahead and wear your masks to help everybody feel better. But obviously, the patrons would have a choice. And the very morning that plan was submitted to the governor, that's the day at 2:30 that he rolled his Restore Illinois plan out, which was much more restrictive. So I've said from day one, use common sense. If you are concerned about your health, then by all means, stay home first and foremost. If you've got to get out and you're concerned about your health, then by all means, wear a mask. But to mandate the populace as a whole to wear masks is very dangerous to a free society. That's my belief. So otherwise, you practice social distancing. I've come out with these little armband programs, a red, yellow, and a green, because sometimes it's awkward. You go up to shake somebody's hand, and that's what I do anymore. I kind of stay back, and I let them, approach me just so I don't intrude in someone's space. I carry a hand sanitizer with me, and I wash my hands frequently, and I think that, I believe after talking to many doctors, I'm hoping early next week that I will be performing a Facebook Live with a local doctor who is successfully treating and has some very awesome information that we've been contending for quite some time that is indeed factual. I'm hoping to be able to do a Facebook Live to get some of that message out of some practices that are being performed right here in the 109th District and some of our hospitals. So, you know, we keep closing this thing down and restricting this. Common sense just simply tells us we are prolonging the process. And and that's what I think, that's what's happened. You know, we squeezed things down, restricted things, and all of a sudden we opened up. Well, it's summertime. People are traveling all over the place. And we know that we're going to see larger numbers. We know that. And we're testing much more. So, yeah, those are the concerns that and the solutions that I have.
One last question before we let you go. I only got about a minute left here, but I do want to touch on the corruption with Speaker Mike Madigan. We've seen some aldermen out of Chicago ask the speaker to step down. We've heard other folks on the other side of the aisle, as you are, the Democrats in the House, have spoken up in not overwhelming numbers, but breaking ranks from Mike Madigan's empire is definitely something that you don't see very often. You have any predictions on where this goes here in the future? I certainly haven't heard anything from my Democratic rep, Katie Stewart, on the issue yet.
No, you haven't heard anything from her. She's got to get reelected, and she needs his money. Yes, I think in due time we're going to see a complete shakedown, no doubt about it. I think that's why this process is taking so long right now, because I think, and possibly on both sides of the aisle. And you want to talk about corruption? I want to throw one more thing in real quick for you to check into. Even here in the 109th District, with well-meaning county clerks, there are still two and three mail-in ballots being mailed out to one individual. So people who have been married and changed their name, people who have moved in the last 2 and 3 years, it's happening. It's already happened. I have proof of that. I've seen it. Can you imagine what this could possibly look like in Chicago?
It's a dream come true, I think, sadly.
Yeah.
Darren Bailey, thank you so much for what you're doing, and I want to encourage people to follow you. Your Facebook page is where you're most active, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. All day long we're active, and you can go on there and view this court order that was assigned just about an hour ago. You can go online and check that out right now as well.
And the name of it real quick? For people to connect to?
Darren Bailey for Senate 55.
All right. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you again and finding out what comes of this notice to appear for the governor. And we'll talk to you soon, Darren. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you guys.
Yeah, God bless you as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.